听得到吗？
可以了。
打开腓立比书第一章。
Return to Philippians chapter 1.
我们会从十二节念到三十节。
Reading from verse 12 to verse 30.
我们用起印的方法来念。弟兄们念单数节，姐妹们念双数节。
We'll be reading by alternate verses. Brothers will read the even verses, and then the sister will read the odd verses.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。是有何烦呢？或是真心，无论怎样，基督就竟被传开了，我就喜欢，并且还要欢喜。照着我所切望、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常享大。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。凡事不怕别人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救，都是出于神。
征战
就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你应许，不管在哪里，当我们奉你名聚集的时候，你就会在我们中间。
He promised that no matter where we are, as long as we meet in your name, you shall be in our midst.
主，你现在就在我们中间。
We know that you are in our midst today.
我们求主的圣灵在这里帮助我们来思想你，也来听你自己的话语。
May the Holy Spirit help us to meditate on you and to listen to your word.
帮助我们在你面前有一个科目的心，以致我们可以从主这里来得着满足。
May we have a hunger and thirst, a heart for your word, that we may be satisfied.
主，我们感谢你，当我们打开你的圣经来读你话语的时候，
As you turn open your Bible and read your word,
我们求当时感动使徒们来写圣经的圣灵，今天也感动我们在听的人。
May the Holy Spirit that anoint the or move the apostle to write these words,
以致我们能够在字句的背后看见主你自己的心意。
Will move us also that we may see the your heart desire behind these words.
让你的话对我们是灵，是生命，是亮光。
May your word be light and truth and life to us.
求主用宝血遮盖接近讲的欢愉的很听的。
May you cleanse the speaker, the translator, and all the listeners.
主，我们愿意对你说，你对我们说，我们仆人们都愿意静听。
Lord, may you speak to us, and your servants are listening.
我们恭敬把这些时间交在主你的脚前。
We commit this time before your feet.
求主自己来施恩典。
May you be gracious to us.
让我们能够在你面前蒙恩。
That we may be blessed by you.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
上一次跟大家交通到腓立比书第一章。
Last time I have shared with you from Philippians chapter 1.
时间的关系，我们只交通到前边一小部分。
And because of time, I was only able to share with you a small portion of that chapter.
那么今天我们会继续在腓立比书第一章的交通。
And today we'll continue to share from Philippians chapter 1.
保罗说到他所受的捆锁会叫福音更加的兴旺。
Paul said that because of his imprisonment, it shall turn out to be the furtherance of the gospel.
保罗可以被捆锁，可以被下在监牢里边，失去外边的自由。
Paul can be in chain, can be imprisoned and lost his freedom to move outside.
但是他非常的知道福音的本身是没办法被捆锁的。
But he knew that the gospel itself cannot be imprisoned.
因为保罗里边对于这一位他所信的主有那么深刻跟真实的认识。
Because he has a very deep knowledge and understanding of the Lord that he believes in.
这一个生命能够胜过一切的苦难和各种各样的环境。
And this life can overcome all sorts of difficulties and persecutions.
我们中国人有一句话说时势造英雄。
In the Chinese word, they're saying that the environment will make a hero.
当一个人遇到任何一种的环境，
Whenever someone come upon a situation,
就是他里边的生命的真实的考验。
And that will be a true test of the life within that person.
我个人觉得人不仅仅在平凡的生活中能够有站立得住就可以。
I believe that a person, if he can stand alone in the environment that he was placed in, that should be enough.
但是更多的时候
But more often than not,
是当穷困当疾病当苦难临到一个人的时候
When poverty, when sickness, when difficulties come upon a person,
更容易显明你里边到底是怎么样的一种的生命。
In fact, will show forth what is the real life that is within you in those situations.
在腓立比书第一章这里边
In Philippians chapter 1,
保罗就是要给我们看见一个拥有主做他生命的人，他在各种各样的情形底下，他是怎么样的来反应的。
Paul show forth that if a person has the life of God or Christ within him, how he shall respond to the various situations place around him.
很多时候我们遇到一点难处。
Sometimes when we came upon a difficulty,
我们第一个很自然的反应是什么？
Our first natural reaction is what?
我相信没有主的人第一个反应是抱怨。
I believe that those without the Lord's life, the first thing they will do is complaining.
得救的人不至于第一个就是抱怨。
But those who are saved, their first thing that they did should not be complaining.
但是多数会是这样。
But many people will do that.
求主把这些的难处给我除掉。
May the Lord take away these difficulties away from me.
这里边没有说对跟不对。
Here he did not say whether that is right or wrong.
但是保罗在他那么多的经历主的恩典和生命之后，
But Paul, after he experienced so much of the Lord's life,
他学习跟他所遇到的一切环境合作，
that he is willing to cooperate with all the situation that he was placed in.
在他的一生当中，我们能够常常看见他在任何的际遇里边。
So in his life, we can see that in all the, his memories of things,
他总是把事情直接的就带到跟主的关系这一个关键的里边。
He always will bring those matters into the presence of the Lord and saying that this has something to do with God.
他被关在监牢的里边。
So when he was in prison,
我在圣经中很少读到他叫或者要求弟兄姐妹让他赶快出监牢。
I believe that as I reading the Bible, he did not ask the believers to pray that he can be quickly released from imprisonment.
反而在这里我们听见他在这里说我受的这一个苦难，
But he said that this suffering that I'm placing
更叫福音兴旺，
But it will call turn out to be for the furtherance of the gospel.
甚至连义云的全军和其余的人都能够显明到我的事情是因着基督的缘故。
So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
以致在那里的主里的弟兄们就因我所受的捆锁笃信不疑，越发放胆的来传讲神的道。
And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
金子只有经过火炼才会显出它的价值。
A gold must be tried by fire to show forth its value.
经过火炼才能够发亮。
And after it tried by fire, it can become a shining forth.
所以他有在另一个地方他这样告诉人的。
So in another place he said to us,
他说有一个立好的根基就是基督。
Because there is a foundation that has been set, that is Christ.
此外没有人能再立别的根基。
No one else can set any other foundation.
但是我们每一个人在这个根基上都在建造。
But everyone is building upon this one foundation.
你到底在建造些什么？
What are you building upon it?
是草木禾秸呢？
Are you building it with wood, hay, and stubbles?
还是金银宝石呢？
Or are you building with gold, silver, and precious?
所有的工作有一天都要被火来焚烧，来显明。
All this work shall be shown for what it is, through fire.
个人的工程在火的下边要被显明，能够不能够存留。
So everyone's work will be tried by fire to see whether it shall remain or not.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不只已经因信领受了这一个的救恩。
We have already by faith received this salvation from God.
我们还要知道说，
And but we also need to know that
这一个生命在我们里边有一天我们必须向主来交战的。
This life that was placed within us, one day we must give an account to the Lord.
他说到
It says that
他不只遇见了坐监牢的这一个事情，
Not only he had faced upon imprisonment,
同时他也遇到了有一些的人传福音是为着加增他的苦楚。
But he also met another group of people who preached the gospel in order to increase the affliction on Paul.
但是他心里对于这些的反应是什么呢？
But how did he respond to that?
他说自有何烦呢？
He said, what then?
究竟主耶稣被传开了，我就欢喜了。
As long as Christ is preached, I will rejoice in that.
而且还要欢喜。
And I will rejoice.
他没有像我们经常有的反应。
He did not have that usual, response that we may have.
我们常常要落在对跟错的争执的里边。
Because we always like to argue about what is right and what is wrong.
但是保罗知道对跟错在神的手里。
But Paul knew that right and wrong is in the hands of God.
他深知一件的事情。
He knew one thing only.
所栽种的如果是出于神的，神一定保守他成长。
If it was planted by God, God would definitely make it grow.
所栽种的不是出于神的，迟早都要被拔掉。
Whatever is not of God, it shall be taken away or destroyed.
主说过，
Paul, the Lord said,
让田地里边的稗子、麦子一起成长。
He said, let the wheat and the tar grow up together.
不要去专注于薅麦子的工作。
Do not need to worry about separating the wheat.
你要注意的是你到底是什么。
You need to understand what you are made of.
今天太多的人注意薅麦子、薅稗子。
And today many people pay the attention on separating the tar.
但是常常把麦子都给拔掉了。
Sometimes they destroy the good one as well.
主跟我们说。
So the Lord say to us,
这不是你的工作。
That is not your work.
让他们一起成长。
Let them grow up together.
有一天就是到最终的日子。
One day at the end of your life.
神自己的天使会来做分辨的工作。
At the end of the age, that the angels of God will do the separating.
所以保罗要我们每个人自己在主面前非常非常认真地面对这个事实。
So Paul asking us as believers to face this correctly.
你是要向主交战的人。
You are the one who shall give an account to God.
你不是今日的审判官。
But you are not the judge today.
另外，我们在这些事上也看见保罗跟我们显明的一个很美的信息。
Then we also saw that Paul has given us a very good message.
他曾经这样说。
He once said this.
只要基督被显大，被传扬。
As long as Christ is being magnified, being spread about.
因为他的注意力没有在个人的得失上边。
Because his attention is not the gain or loss of a person.
他说我被你们论断，或者被别人论断，我都当作极小的事情。
If I have been judged by you or judged by others or complained by others,I think that is only a small matter.
连我自己都不论断我自己。
Even I myself would not judge myself.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此就称义。
Even though I don't think that I have done anything wrong, but I cannot be justified just because of what I think.
但是判断我的乃是主。
But the one who judge me is the Lord.
所以时候没到。
So the time is not yet.
什么也不要论断。
There's no need for us to judge one another.
只等主来，他要显出暗中的隐情。
But when the Lord returns, he shall show forth what is hidden.
要显明人心中的意念。
He will show forth what was hidden in the mind and thoughts of man.
今天用不着你来行查别人的动机。
There's no need for us to judge.Another person's motive.
但是你却绝对需要审查你自己的动机。
But you must definitely check your own motive in anything.
保罗能够经常的对人说。
Paul can always say to people in this way.
我行事为人在神在人面前残存无愧的良心。
I have done all things without troubling my conscience before God or before man.
但是他同时说。
But at the same time, he said,
虽然我觉得我在凭良心做事了。
Even though I'm doing all things by my conscience.
今天常常听见人这样说。
And today we can hear people say that.
我凭良心做事。
I do things by my conscience.
好像你只要不控告自己，你就可以称义了。
As long as you don't accuse yourself that you can be justified.
保罗说，人自己的良心 仍然是靠不住的。
And Paul told us that our conscience is not trustworthy.
它是人心灵中的一盏灯，没错。
It is truly a lamp within the life of man.
圣灵必须在人的心灵中说话，也没错。
The Holy Spirit must speak in the hearts of men. That is right.
但是判断我们的准则不是你自己的良心。
But the standard by which we are judged is not just our conscience.
我们只能说，如果我们的良心谴责我们的时候，神比我们的良心大得多。
If our conscience accuses us, surely God is greater than our conscience.
说明我们的罪是非常明显的。
It shows that our sins is very obvious.
如果你的良心没有谴责你，
If your conscience did not accuse you,
不意味着你可以称义。
Does not mean that you are justified in doing what you do.
因为你我的良心有不同的缺陷，有不同的水准。
Because your conscience, my conscience has different standards and has different shortcomings.
只有神，他要显明暗中的隐情。
Only God Himself will show off what was hidden in us.
保罗说，时候没到，什么都不要论断。
Therefore, before time arrives, before the right time, do not judge one another.
把这些判断的结果交在主的手里。
But commit the result of the judgment to the hands of God.
为什么保罗有这样的一种心智？
Why did Paul have such a heart?
因为他说，只要凡事犯胆，无论或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照样显大。
Because that he would like to, whether it's life or death, at,He can do with all boldness that Christ will be magnified in my body.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
这是他生活的秘诀。
This is the secret of his life.
他如果活着，
If he live,
是为主而活。
He live for the Lord.
他没有更多别的原因。
He has no other reason to live.
今天我们有太多太多自己的目的。
Today we have so much of our own motives and purpose.
甚至我们在发热心的时候也有太多自己的目的。
Even sometimes when we are zealous for God, we also have our motives mixed within it.
我常常听见一些热心的人说这句话。
I heard of some people who are zealous, they're saying this.
甚至我们自己也是常常这样的勉励自己。
Even we ourselves sometimes encourage ourselves in such a manner.
一旦主的爱极力感动我们的情形下，
When the love of the Lord compelling us, constraining us,
我们常常听见人说，包括我们的自己的内心对我们说，
We hear people always say this, including ourselves,
你要来报答主，你要起来为主做事。
You must reward the Lord, you must repay the Lord, you must do something for God.
我们一想到要来侍奉主，
And think about when we come to serve God.
我们第一个想到的就是要做事。
We say the first thing we must do is to do something.
我们想到第一件事就是要奉献东西。
Or to offer something.
这是宗教观念在人心里的一种非常牢靠的意念。
This is actually a very religious idea that has been planted in the heart of man.
我们常常忽略了我们在得救的时候所领受的那些宝贝的真理。
We've forgotten all the precious truth that we receive when we believe in the Lord.
当我们看见一个拜偶像的人初一十五就去献礼物的时候，
when we saw an idol worshipper on the first day and the 15th day of the month, he will go and offer his gift to the idols.
我们曾经对他们说这是偶像。
We say to them, these are idols.
真神不需要你给他东西的。
If it is the true God, it cannot, he will not need you to offer him such a thing.
他反而是赏赐我们各种各样的丰富的。
But he is a God who should give us and bless us with all the riches.
他赐下阳光雨水。
He gives us light. He gives us rain.
他不分好坏义跟不义。
He will not set, he will not, doesn't care whether we are righteous or bad or evil.
但是他都是恩。
But he is gracious and merciful.
他要我们能够在他面前只要来接受他的恩典和救恩。
He wants to see that as long as we come and receive his grace and salvation.
但是这句话刚讲过去没多久。
But after we say this,
我们所做的却跟我们所讲的好像在相反了。
But then we went on and do things that is contradictory to what we think or believe.
一个人说好，那我要信主了。
Someone say, yes, I want to believe in the Lord.
啊，那我们很高兴。
That we are happy for them.
你信主了，赶快来做这个，来做那个。
We tell him, oh, you believe in the Lord, let's do this and do that.
我们好像说主还是缺东西的。
As if our God is lacking in anything.
我不是说你不要有这种奉献的心智。
I'm not saying that you should not offer yourself in such a way.
但是这个层次比这个要严肃的多。
But what is required of you is actually much more severe or solemn than that.
当我们在信耶稣这件事上所说到的奉献，
When we talk about offering ourselves to the Lord as we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我相信很多人还没想到它的严肃性和严重性。
Someone may not have thought about how serious and how solemn this requirement is.
在我们信从主的信仰的奉献上所讲的，
As we talk about offering ourselves to the Lord when we believe in Him,
是把你整个人生命全部要交给他的奉献。
It's actually offering your whole being,your whole life to God.
是把你整个主权都给出去的奉献。
Basically, you are giving up all the authorities in your own life to God.
不然主为什么说你信主之后他叫你要受浸？
That's why the Lord said to us when we believe, He wants us to be baptized.
你以为受完浸我成为一个基督教徒了？
You thought that I'm baptized to be a Christian.
可能很多的时候你受浸的时候你都不知道你在做什么，对不对？
Sometimes you may not even know what are you doing when you are baptized.
可能我们有些人常常劝你说信主吧，快受浸。
And we say to you, you baptize, you believe now, so you should be baptized.
我们也没跟他讲清楚，对不对？
But we did not clarify with him or her that this is right or wrong.
真正说起奉献，
When you talk about offering yourself,
真正说起受浸，
When you talk about baptizing,
是每一个人明白了主的救恩的第一个必须跟自动的反应。
It should be the first natural and voluntarily reaction to the calling of God when he became a Christian.
所以你奉献的时候你是向主说。
So when you offer yourself, you're saying this to God.
以前的我在这里完了。
My old self has finished.
我曾经为自己的前途而来活的那一个我不再存在了。
The I that lived for myself, for my own future, is now dead.
以前逢到什么事情都是我认为必须这样的那个我也必须过去了。
In the past, when I came upon a situation, that I who decide what to do,should die as well.
我接着受浸，我来对主说。
So when I'm baptized, I'm saying to God,
从水里下去的我在这里结束。
The I that went into the water from that moment onward is dead and buried.
从水里上来的是主复活的生命要在我里边活。
The one that came out of the water is that the Lord's life now lives within me and you shall live my life.
从此以后，正如保罗这里所说的，
From now on, it is exactly as what Paul says here.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上显大。
Whether it's life by life or by death, that Christ shall be magnified in my body.
你生是为着什么呢？
So you live for what?
是为着建立你的功绩。
Are you living to build up your good work?
是建立你的国度。
Or to build your kingdom?
是建立你的名声。
Or your reputation?
我有一次跟一小班弟兄们在祷告聚会的时候，
One day I was praying with a small group of brothers and sisters.
因为我经常听见人在祷告中或者讲话中这样说。
Because I heard that people in their prayer sometimes can say this.
求主祝福我们的教会。
May God bless our church.
我相信你都听过很多次这样的祷告法。
And I'm sure that you have heard prayers like that.
我甚至相信你自己都是这样做。
I believe that you yourself may have done that.
我不是说是绝对错误。
I'm not saying that this is absolutely wrong.
从我们属于主，主属于我们这个角度。
From the point of view that the Lord belongs to us, we belong to the Lord.
主的家实在也是我们的。
Surely the house of God is our own house as well.
主的教会也是我们的教会。
The Lord's church is our church.
但是我们要小心一样的东西。
But we must be careful of this one thing.
教会首先必须是主的。
The church firstly belongs to the Lord.
当耶稣在地上的时候，有一件呢非常令人痛心的事情。
While Jesus was on earth, there was something that happened that caused people to be really moved.
他初期出来传道的时候，
When he first came out to preach,
他进入了圣殿。
He went into the temple.
他看见圣殿里边有摆牛羊换银钱的人。
He saw that there are people who are selling and buying sheep and animals and changing of money.
他用绳子编着鞭子，然后把这些东西都给赶出去。
He made a whip out of ropes and then he had chased these people out of the temple.
他对他们说，
He said to them,
你们将我父的殿变成贼窝了。
For you have turned my father's house into the den of thieves.
这是他早期出来侍奉的时候对圣殿的 心态。
That was his heart desire for the temple when he first came out to minister.
他服侍三年以后，
After he served for 3 years,
他末后一次进入耶路撒冷的时候，
The last time when he entered into Jerusalem,
有门徒对他说，何等的殿宇，何等的石头。
And then the disciples said to him, What a magnificent temple, what a magnificent rock.
他说将来在这里一块石头不会留在另一块石头上。
But he said to them that one day none of these stones will rest upon another stone.
他坐在橄榄山上的时候，他看着耶路撒冷城的时候，
When he was sitting on Mount Olive and looked at Jerusalem,
他心里发出一种的哀叹。
That his heart was grieved.
他说我多次愿意聚集你们，好像母鸡招小鸡在他翅膀底下一样。
He said that so many times I'm like a hen gathering his chicks under his wings.
但是你们都拒绝了。
But yet you have rejected me.
因为你们的这种拒绝。
Because your rejection.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
从今以后你们不得再见我。
From now onwards, you shall not see me again.
你们家留给你们成为荒场。
That your house will be turned into a desert.
不再是我父的地方。
No longer will be where my father is.
是你们的地方。
But it's your place.
我讲这个事是要你我都十分受警戒。
I'm saying this so that you and I shall both be warned.
教会不属于你的。
The church did not belong to you.
不属于任何人的。
It did not belong to anyone.
也不属于任何组织的。
Or any organizations.
如果是属于某些属人的组织和属人的。
If it belongs to any person or any organization,
它的结局一定是留给你们，你们成为荒场。
And then it shall be turned to a desert, a wilderness because of you.
只有我们时刻的记住。
We must always remember that.
我们都是属于主的。
We all belong to the Lord.
教会更是主所宝贵跟心爱的。
And the church is a place that God treasure and love.
它就有它的命定荣耀的结局。
And there is a place that he will set his glory.
我们的心胸必须被扩大。
Therefore, our capacity must be expanded to accept others.
不要有丝毫要建立什么属人跟属自己的东西。
That we should not determine to build anything of our own or belong to man.
不要说我们有什么东西是特殊的要持守的。
Do not think that there are certain things that is so special that we must always maintain.
只有主耶稣。
Only the Lord Jesus.
除了主之外，一切的都不是神所能悦纳的。
Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing else will be accepted by God.
保罗说，
Paul said,
他就算是死，
even if he die,
也要叫基督在他身上显大，
that he shall also be magnified in Christ through his body.
这也是在这里提醒我们一件我们常常会面临的问题。
So here he shows us something that we must always come upon.
对生与死的观念
concerning life and death.
有两点我觉得我们心里常矛盾的地方。
There are two things in our hearts that always conflict with one another.
我看过一篇讽刺性的小文章。
One day I read a critique, an article that is like a critique.
他是一个无神论的人写的。
It's written by an atheist.
他说有个基督徒去看医生。
He said there was a Christian who went to see a doctor.
一路跟这个医生传福音。
And then, also sharing the gospel with the doctor.
然后那个医生就问他说，
And the doctor said to him,
你觉得我到底是要阻止你去天堂好呢？还是早点送你去天堂好？
He said, do you think it's better for me to stop you from going to heaven early or to help you to go to heaven early?
你知道这个不幸的医生讲的话的背后是什么含义吗？
So what was this unbelieving doctor trying to say?
他可能说你来劝我天堂有多好，永生有多好。
You see, he tried to persuade me how good eternal life is and how good the heaven is.
但是我看你对疾病的那种害怕呢，我也觉得你不想那么好。
But when I saw you how frightened you are about your sickness, maybe you don't really believe whether they are really good for you.
我不是狂热到一个地步说生病都不要治了。
I'm not saying I'm so crazy to say that if we are sick, you do not need any doctor.
但是我们心里的真正的状态是你必须省察的。
But what is the attitude of your heart is something that you must examine and know.
为什么一个基督徒，如果是你，是我，遇到一场很凶猛的病来的时候，
That when you are a Christian and when some terrible sickness come upon you,
你会紧张的，好像整个世界都已经乱了一样。
Will you be so terrified that as if the whole world is turning upside down?
这证明你里边对于这个死的问题还没解决啊。
So it means that you have yet solved the issue about death in your life.
福音不是很清楚的说，接着福音将那个惧怕死的东西给赶掉了吗？
Indeed, we hear that through the gospel, the fear of death has been chased away.
不是藉着耶稣基督的复活显明了那个不能朽坏的生命了吗？
Didn't we see by the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have destroyed that fear of death?
我们不是说我们信主的时候已经得永生了吗？
Didn't we say that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall have eternal life?
那为什么你还那么害怕去面临永生的时段呢？
So how can you be so afraid to accept the reality of eternity future?
保罗给我们看见一种非常非常平和的心态。
Paul showed us what is a balanced life.
他说，我如果活着，就是基督。
He said that for to me to live is Christ.
有人曾经根据这句话传出一个近乎异端的学说。
Someone just by this single verse has started a near cult.
他们因着这句话就自己大声地说，我是基督。
When they saw this, they proclaim that I am the Christ.
甚至说我就是神。
Or even say, I am God.
我曾经听过一个传道的人就这样直截了当在台上这样说。
I have heard of a preacher who actually proclaimed that on the pulpit.
他们以为这是信心。
They thought this is faith.
很多人在教我们异端的信心。
Some people are teaching us the faith of the cult.
什么时候让你心里动有一点点的念头，以为你成神了，你就是接受了异端的教导。
Whenever at any moment you think that you are like God, then you have accepted the cultist teachings.
因为撒旦的起初就是说我就是神。
Because at the beginning of Satan, he said that I am God.
他带给人类犯罪的头号的罪过就是你就可以像神。
And the temptation he has given to the human being when they fall is that you shall be like God.
所以你要拒绝一切在你心里自以为是神明的概念和思想。
So therefore you must reject all thought that you are a God.
你要十分小心的拒绝一切把你自己升高的那种意念。
Any thought that upholds you or exalts you.Or exalt you, actually we should reject
that. 千万记得。
We must remember.
你接受的是耶稣基督的生命。
You have accepted the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一个生命有一个特征是非常非常明显的。
And that life has a very unique thing about it.
那个生命就是我心里柔和谦卑。
That life says that I am gentle and meek.
是一种的柔和谦卑，叫他一直降到从神来成为人。
This gentleness and meekness allow him to humble himself to form as a God. He became a man.
让他谦卑到从人来站在罪人的地位上来受苦跟受死。
And as a man, he stand identify with the sinners and suffer the punishment.
这就是耶稣的生命性情和生活表现。
This is the expression of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个真正有主生命的人的生活表现。
Someone who truly has the life of God.
这一个是衡量的试金石。
This is the actual stone that can try what is truth or not.
不管你领受了多少的恩典和恩赐。
No matter how much gift.That you have received or grace you have received.
如果那一个恩赐和恩典不是让你更加的谦卑，更加的看你自己是不行的话，
If that gift or grace do not cause you to see that you are incapable, you are unable.
那一个恩赐你就必须小心了。
Then you must be very careful of that particular gift.Or grace that you have experienced.
今天寻求祝福、寻求恩赐的人很多。
Today, many people want to seek after blessing or spiritual gifts.
寻求成功的人很多。
Many people would like to be successful.
但是很少的人愿意让主谦卑的生命在他里边自作。
But very few people willing to let the humility of Christ being at work or operating in their lives.
你说我活着就是基督。
And here he said, for to me to live is Christ.
是有两个很重要的意义的。
There is two very important meaning here.
一个是说到我活着是靠基督而来活。
One is that I live my life according to the life of Christ.
我是靠着基督在我里边做我的生命而来活，来面对各种各样的环境。
I live and face all the environments around me by the life of Christ, which is at work in me.
这里说到我活着就是基督。
Here he says, I live is Christ. To live is Christ.
他是说到我的生存的生活的目标就是为着基督。
Saying that the purpose of my life is for Christ.
不管你要做什么事情，
Whatever things you want to do，
你总要审查你的心里那一个的思想和愿意。
You must examine what is in your motive or in your heart when you are about to do that one thing.
是纯粹的靠着主吗？
Are you doing itSolely by trusting in the Lord?
还是靠着你自己的智慧，靠着你自己的能力，靠着你自己的聪明可以去做的？
Or are you trying to do it according to your own strength, your own intelligence, your own knowledge to do it?
不要相信自己的聪明。
Please do not trust in your own ideas.
要依靠主的怜悯。
But to rely on the mercy of the Lord.
你这一个的思想和动机是为着基督吗？
Is your thought and your motive for Christ and Christ alone?
还是基督加上别的？
Or is Christ plus something else?
我们习惯了在这一个三业四会的里边，
We are so common to see in this commercial world.
以致我们甚至在属神的那些纯洁的事情上。
That so much so that in the things of God,
我们也喜欢有商业的掺杂在里边。
We even try to mix in certain commercial.Understanding.
我发现今天很多的人在想事情，做什么事情的时候，总是想这件事，对神也好，对我也不错。
When we want to do something, we say, "Well, this thing is good for God, is good for me too."
我想讲一个例子，但是我盼望不伤害你。
I want to give you an illustration, but I hope that it will not offend you.
因为我知道很多人从事过这样的事情。
Because I knew that many people have done this.
你可以反对我，不过我是照我自己的觉得，我必须跟你分享。
You might disagree with me, but I'd like to share with you what I think of that matter.
曾经有一个人来劝我。
There was once a man who came and advised me.
我们来做传销吧。
Let us be involved in direct sales.
你知道传销有多好吗？
Do you know how good direct sales is?
第一，你不用本钱。
Firstly, you don't need any money to start with.
你就替人家把东西拿去卖就完了。
You're just basically moving the merchandise for people.
你也不用赚人的钱。
You do not need to earn money from people.
就是公司把你卖掉的东西就扣多少的 percent 给你。
That the company will deduct a few percent from their profits and give it to you.
作为对你的奖励。
That is like a reward to you.
然后你不只可以去做传销，
Not only can be a direct sales person，
你一路传销，你还一路传福音。
And then you can do your direct sales at the same time you can share the gospel too.
你知道我们这个传销公司经常在全世界各处开福音大会的。
Because our direct sales company is organizing big evangelistic meeting all over the world.
我们把赚的钱就是来开福音大会的。
Because we have earned the money and we can make big evangelistic meetings.
很多人听了都很动听的。
And many people heard this, they said, wow, this is a good idea.
不过我自己自从得救以后，主教导我一样东西。
Since I got saved, the Lord has taught me this one thing.
属主的东西，你连半点血气的东西你都要小心。
Whatever is of God, anything that's involved of your flesh, then you should be very careful.
你要到神面前去，如果不是靠羔羊的血先为你赎罪。
If you go before the Lord, if it's not by the blood of the Lamb to cleanse you from your sins,
若不是经过洗濯盆神的道把你的洗净。
If it hasn't gone through the brazen altar, that has your sins washed in the word, water of the word,
你不许可走进圣所。
You are not allowed to enter into the holy place.
弟兄姐妹，今天人的胆子都太大了。
Brother and sister, today we all become quite brave.
我们以为只要对人有利益的，都可以拿来侍奉神。
We thought that anything that can benefit man, we can take them as something as a ministry to God.
我们想到能够对神有一点点沾边的好处，但是我得的更多的，我都觉得是在侍奉神。
If I say that this is of benefits to me and help a little bit of benefit to God, then I'm serving God.
我提醒这个是让你重新思考你侍奉的动机和你生命的内涵。
I'm saying this so that you may re-examine what is the true motive.
你真的
and purpose of you serving God.
不要把好像能够对人友好、对你自己有利益。同时能够利益教会的事情叫做是侍奉。
Do not think that something that benefits you and benefits others, and therefore definitely you will benefit the church.
保罗在这里讲到一句话，他说：“我死了就有益处。”
He said, "For me to die is gain."
他下边还继续讲到说：“如果是让他拣选的话。”
He said, "If it's by choice, if he can have a choice."
他说：“我是愿意。”离开世界到主那里去了。
He says, it's much better for me to depart from this world and to be with Christ.
所以死对他来说是一个得着，是一个益处。
Therefore, for him, to die is gain.
但是他因着他不是为自己而死，也不要为自己而活。
But because he's not living for himself, or dying for himself.
他把自己交在神的主权底下。
He has given himself, given up his all authorities in the hands of God.
主，他深信主要让他活。
He believed that the Lord will make him live.
再痛苦的一种活法。
No matter how painful that life is,
也要为主活。
He is willing to live for God.
如果主愿意让他到他那里去。
If the Lord is willing for him to depart and go to be with him,
他说我已经早就想到那里去。
He said, I have already longed to go before God.
因为这是好的无比的。
Because that's so much better.
一个人这样的来看待生死。
If a person can look at life and death in such a way,
他的生活就肯定能够叫主的荣光彰显在他身上。
Then surely the glory of the Lord will be able to shine through this person.
一个人能够这样的来把自己的一切尊主为大。
If a person are willing to offer up all his life to magnify the Lord,
难怪神可以用一个这样的人。
That's how, that's why God can use this person.
我想刚才所交通的有两点 我要重新提醒一下的。
So what I have shared today, there are two things I want to bring back, to your attention.
不管外边的遭遇会是什么。
No matter how our environment or situation may be.
我们要学习不是直接去面对环境的好坏。
We must not be the person who decide whether that environment or situation is good or bad.
我们是先跟主在主面前生活。
We must continue to live with the Lord in His life, by His life.
靠主的生命来面对一切的环境。
And therefore we can face with all situations, all environments by His life within us.
第二。
Secondly.
我活着就是。
For to me is to live is Christ, as Christ is living in me.
也是为着他而在这里活。
And therefore I live because of him.
这样有一天,
then one day,
他让我离开这个世界的捆绑的时候,
when he freed me from the bondages of this world,
我不止没有惧怕,
not only I will not be afraid,
我也没有遗憾。
I shall also have not, do not have any regrets.
是是，基督做我们生命，就可以在我们生活中彰显出来的。
So this is how Jesus Christ living in us and can be magnified or expressed through our life.
我们停在这里，有点祷告。
We stop here and we have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你是我们的生命。
For you are our life.
愿你在我们里边天天的加增。
May you increase day by day within us.
这个败坏的自己天天的减少。
And this corrupted soul will be decreasing day by day.
主啊，让我们能够真的有一天诚实的像保罗一样的来对你说。
May we be able to be like Paul one day can speak to you sincerely.
无论或生或死，总要让基督在我身上显大。
Whether life or death, that Christ may be magnified in my body.
主要让我们知道，我们整个生命旅程的事情，只有一件是唯一重要的事情。
That in the whole journey of life, there's only one thing more important than others.
就是与主的关系。
That is you, Lord.
就是生命中被你掌权的关系。
That's whether our life has been fully controlled by you.
救我们脱离世界的迷惑。
Deliver us from the confusion.
救我们脱离撒旦的陷阱。
And also the trap of Satan.
救我们脱离自我的辖制。
And to be free from the selfish ambitions.
主啊，在教会中也是同样的，愿你在一切的事上居首位。
May you also have the first place in all things in the church.
让我们能够真正的看见是你的家。
That we can see that it is your house.
没有什么东西应该是只属于我们的。
There's nothing else that belongs to us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.